Welcome to Day 41 of Happier People Podcast, here with me, Jerry Banfield. Would you like an inside look at self-sabotaging behavior, both from my life and from what I've seen? Because self-sabotaging behavior is usually the biggest real barrier most of us have to doing better. It used to annoy me to hear people talk about how outside influences, things in the world, were holding them back, when it was really obvious for me to see that the biggest thing holding them back was themselves. That it wasn't the world stopping them, it was their own self-sabotaging, self-defeating points of view about the world that were stopping them. And of course, it bothered me to see other people doing that because that's what I was doing. My own limiting and self-sabotaging points of view and behaviors prevented me from ever doing better and having the things I wanted. And now, even though I live a much better life today, my self-sabotage most often comes in the form of a bad mood. Often, right before I'm about to get what I want, or right when everything's going really well, all of a sudden I have a bad mood, and I honestly don't know why. Why would a bad mood come up right when everything's going great? It doesn't make any sense, does it? And that's the tough thing about self-sabotage. It often is not explainable. You can make up all these reasons, but they won't be completely satisfying because it'll just come up in a different way. The cure for me seems to be to focus on helping other people. That simply by self-knowledge and asking why, I can't figure out why or how to stop self-sabotaging. But what I can do is focus on helping other people, and it doesn't happen as often or last as long. I'll explain this with my sobriety, because that's the easiest way to see it in my life. For me, my drinking of alcohol, for me specifically, was one of my greatest forms of self-sabotage. While there are many people out in the world who can have a drink or two or get drunk here and there, even drink on a regular basis and not make a problem out of it, for me, I felt so good when I drank that it messed up my whole way of looking at life. All of a sudden, my whole life was about drinking once I experienced how good it felt to drink. And then once I would have one drink, my body would add to the list of food and breathing, as one of my essential needs would be more alcohol. So that's called an allergy of the body. Now for me, drinking was very self-sabotaging behavior, because if things were going bad, I would drink and they would get worse. If things were going good, I would drink and they would get worse. If things were just boring and normal, and everything was fine, I would drink and things would get worse, and suddenly I'd have problems and things to do. I think a lot of us self-sabotage because our minds desire a problem. And many of us feel we don't deserve to have a good, peaceful, happy life. I know deep down some part of me thinks I don't deserve to have the life I have today. I have everything I've ever wanted. Some part of me thinks that I don't deserve that and that I need to essentially self-correct, that I need to sabotage my way back into the life I deserve, full of problems and pain and suffering. And for me, whenever I was drinking alcohol, I never could do any better in my life. I'd go on diets and my drinking would defeat my diet. I would hire a personal trainer, try and exercise, and sure enough, I'd have a hangover before the personal training routine. And I don't recommend doing personal training with a hangover, or I don't recommend doing Army ROTC PT with a hangover either. My drinking defeated my jobs. My drinking defeated my body and health. My drinking defeated all my relationships in my life at one point or another. And my drinking, I could see, was my greatest form of self-sabotage. And here was the most crazy thing. I could see that I couldn't stop doing it also. Even in knowing that I was hurting myself, I knew that I couldn't stop. I could stop for a little while if things got so bad that I had to just pick everything up and stop drinking and work on them. But I had the realization, I knew that as soon as things got a little better, which might be a day, might be a week, might be a few months, but as soon as things got better, I would drink again. And the only relief I've gotten from that is by helping other people. I go to Alcoholics Anonymous on a daily basis because there I have a chance to help other people with their self-sabotaging behavior, which for them is drinking, often using drugs as well, and other toxic behaviors. And in helping them by sharing my experience and by listening to their experience, we all are able, those of us who are choose and willing to keep going and helping each other, are able to stay sober. Now, the people that just go and don't listen to anything and don't share any of their experience, they just go home and drink, like I did after my first meeting. If you go there and really invest your time in it, there's a chance to stop that self-sabotaging behavior. So what I think is the key to stopping self-sabotaging behavior is getting into helping other people. And that's my big motivation for doing this podcast. I want to have a better life. I do this podcast with the hope to help you and thereby helping me. Because I'm grateful that through Alcoholics Anonymous, I have so much help with not drinking that at least in the last 2.5 years, I have not had to do that form of self-sabotaging behavior. The problem is that the self-sabotaging behavior then attempts every different form possible to get in the door where it can find a consistent foothold. Now, many of us don't have as big of an outward problem as drinking, and if you don't, that's a good opportunity for gratitude to say, well, at least I don't have that. But most all of us have something. Depression, anxiety, fear, unexplained foul moods, nasty interactions with our partner, with people at work, with other drivers. If you look around in your life, you'll find, I would guess, at least 10 or 20 ways you self-sabotage yourself on a regular basis. Now, normal people don't self-sabotage so much that it ruins their whole lives, but it often drags the quality of life down and brings this feeling of helplessness. I've noticed one of my biggest self-sabotages now is a bad mood. A bad mood will come in often right when I'm about to get what I want, right when my life's really good, and there's no reason for it when I'm honest. When I'm honest, there's no reason for it. Now, when I'm lying, I'll say that some other person did something or it's something that happened, but when I'm honest, there's no reason I can find for it. Because other people do stuff all the time. Have you noticed that? Other people are always doing things all the time. Other people are always saying things all the time. Other people are always doing things all the time. So why is it in very certain moments, in very certain situations, that I end up taking an issue with it? Why is it when my wife or my friend or my family member or someone on the street says something at a particular time, all of a sudden I have to get in a bad mood over it? And then 99% of the rest of the time, I don't. Why is it that certain things seem to trigger self-sabotage in me? I'm not sure. What I do know is that the solution is helping other people. Because when you see how deep you are in self-sabotage, when you see how helpless you are to fix your own self-sabotage, you also might see the opportunity to essentially get new programming from other people, to learn new things from other people. I have learned so many things that have helped me stop self-sabotaging and to make it not so bad. Now, the trick is to be able to remember this in the middle of the next time it happens. So the next time you are just about to go on a date, my wife and I get a date once every week or two with having our daughter. And one of the times my self-sabotage likes to kick in the form of a bad mood is right when my wife and I start out on a date. Often I'll find some reason for a bad mood, something she did, something going on in my business, something going on in the world. And I've looked forward, I get excited about going on a date with my wife, and then what happens? Bam. About 5 or 10 minutes into the date, I'm in a bad mood. I'm right in the middle of getting what I wanted, and here comes a bad mood out of nowhere. Now, the trick is, remember what I'm talking about, both for you and for me. We remember this conversation, although it's really a bit one-sided at this point, but remember this conversation in the middle of that happening. In the middle of the self-sabotage, remember. And that, to me, is what breaks it up a lot. Now, when doing this podcast, and then when I start getting in these spots in my moods, I remember all the things I say in my podcast. Remember that you said you love your wife? Well, yes. And that helps me snap out of it faster. It helps me see the lie in the self-sabotage faster. The lie that something has gone wrong with the world, when really the truth is something's gone wrong within me, and I don't even know what it is. And I'm willing to let it pass, though, and see it, and analyze it, and look at it, and let it pass. Now, I believe if most of us would stop self-sabotaging, we'd have everything we want. And if most of us just self-sabotage a little bit less, we'll have everything we want. For me, stopping drinking was a miracle in my life, and yet, if I don't keep helping other people with it, I will drink again. As good as my life is, all that I've learned in hundreds of meetings of AA, even what will happen is that selective memory. If I don't keep helping other people, then I forget. I forget all the bad things, and all I remember is the what I want, essentially. I remember that alcohol produces a feeling that everything's good inside me. And that may not even be the truth. That might not be what happened. When you self-sabotage, this selective memory almost comes in. You forget everything else important. If it's a bad mood, like I'm on a date with my wife, I forget that the most important thing is I love my wife. And all of a sudden, well, I can't believe you said this. Well, I can't believe he or she did that. I can't believe what they're doing. And all of a sudden, whatever's most important has been replaced by this new thing. This new all-important thing. I'm sure you've done it before. You've seen some news item. And all of a sudden, your peace of mind, your spirituality and tranquility went right out the window. And all of a sudden, you're, well, how dare, that's just disgusting. How could this person do that? Well, I can't, well, this is horrible. I can't believe that they should do this. He should be. And all of a sudden, there's just this disgusting entity that's out there in the open. And all of a sudden, it's all of this self-sabotage, this bad mood, often when there's nothing you can even do about it. If there's some tragic event that's happened somewhere else, you can't do anything about it. What you often do, what many people often do, is they bring the tragedy into their lives around them. They make other people miserable around them. Well, this is so terrible. Now let's all get miserable about it together. When most tragedies happen, out of that same self-sabotaging, someone gets so deep in the cycle of self-sabotage that they feel a compulsive need to drag other people down with them. And I've felt that need a lot of times. And I've dragged a lot of people down with me when I've felt that self-sabotage. And often people who are all self-sabotaging will all get together and all drag each other down. I remember lots of conversations at the bar and on Xbox and hanging out drinking with people, just talking about how messed up the world was. A bunch of self-sabotaging people all sitting together and enjoying trying to bring ourselves down further and further, and trying to hope that bringing the world down further and further would help us look better in comparison. I share this with you today. I do this podcast because I want a chance to do better. And my mom was listening to the book I did, which was the prototype for this podcast, and she was amazed at the inside view I share of my life. I share that because I want a chance for you to not feel alone, for you to see that even though I have a wonderful life, I have a wife that's just an angel. I have a wonderful daughter. I have my own business online where I have the ability to work on my own terms to be of service. I have a wonderful home that my wife and I are renting that's right across the street from her parents. I have everything you could want in life. I have enough money for today. I have enough money more than likely for tomorrow and for the next several months, even if something disastrous happens. I have two cars. One of them's fully paid off. What else could I want? I have everything that I've ever wanted. I have respect. I'm significant online. I have certainty in my life. I have a little bit of uncertainty. I have lots of love and connection. What else is there for me? I do this podcast because I want to continue to do even better. I want to become an even better person. I'm amazed how many leaps forward I made. When I'm driving, the amount of self-sabotage from driving now is down to about 1% of what it used to be. Have you often got in your car and drove somewhere and been shocked at how you drove and other people drove? Other people, well, no, you probably didn't even notice. You're racing and tailgating other people and honking and the horn and getting honked at and someone's tailgating you. That's not what I experience driving anymore. Driving is peaceful for me now. That is a miracle, and I want that miracle in every single aspect of my life. I want to overcome things like getting in a bad mood right 10 minutes into a date with my wife. I want to overcome every little obstacle in my life. And I want to be able to show you exactly how I did that from a place of working in it and overcoming it. I want to have absolutely everything this life has to offer. I want to be of service to you and give you everything. There's nothing I have that I would deny you. The life I have is wonderful, and I want to do everything I can to share it with you so that if you would like to have the very best life you can have today, that then you have it. And you're inspired to learn and figure out ways to do even better and become even better and serve more people. So I'm grateful for that today. And that to me is the key out of self-sabotage. Because I've been on the edge or in the middle of self-sabotage this morning. There's been some uncertainty about what the schedule was today. I thought I had a one-on-one call with someone this morning, which I don't know how that happened on the schedule. Maybe I didn't delete it. Maybe they didn't show up. I don't know. I've been on the edge of self-sabotage all morning and doing this podcast. This helps me step out of it. This helps me feel good. This helps me feel I've done something useful for the world today. So my exercise is, my question is, what will we do that's useful for the world next? What are we going to do together to step out of self-sabotage? Even something like sharing this podcast, that's something selfless. That's something to help someone else out. Maybe sharing this podcast would be something you'd feel good about and it'd help you out of self-sabotage. What am I going to do today? What else am I going to do for someone else today? That's my exercise, to be on the lookout for another chance to help another person today. So thank you very much for listening to this today. I appreciate the chance to be here with you, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.